sorry, I should wear it before my presentation, but I totally forgot because I had a nice beer here. It's my first, almost the first visit to Germany, and really pleased to get such a warm welcome. And really pleased to be here, CGCB, one of the most famous hackerspaces in the world, and give me a chance to make a presentation about myself. Yes. I'm Shingo from Tokyo. UK government invited me as a tech startup in this trip and stayed a week in London. And after that, I went to the Paris and get involved in the terrorist attack, but I severely survived. It was actually my second time get involved in terrorist attack, first in Tokyo. So I'm lucky or unlucky. Anyway, let me start. I'm a maker, hacker, and sometimes making most of the people think impossible thing. For example, aircraft I made when I was at Tokyo University, it flew about 1.3 kilometer over the lake. And I'm actually a software engineer. For example, this is my application I want to show you later, which shows a virtual yellow line over the sky used like this. This line is exactly pointing out when you can see the space station behind. It became our first official application of the humanoid robot launched to the space station. And now I'm making a so-called DNA amplifier, biotech device placed here, and I have a latest version here, which is required by 1 billion. In European way, 1,000 million people, I should say, and you need this. But except the aircraft as a club team, all the hacks are made only with me and my wife. Yes, I have a company, my Tokyo and the cat. And we are not the sole genius guys or those high educated people. We both have only bachelor. My case, physics. Her's major was architecture. No relation, even programming, engineering, electricity, biology, no nothing about the in education. I made an aircraft. That's all my skill when we graduated the university. But thanks to the open source software movement, like Linux and open frameworks, I learned almost everything about software from open source software movement. And of course, we are very interested in open source hardware movement, like Arduino and others. I learned by myself, and not only just playing with Arduino, it's okay, it's done. No. You have a lot of things you can do it. So we train by myself, for example, manufacturing PCB, and she's now an embed programmer for the ARM controller. Well, I cannot do that actually. So I want this time in this presentation, so you do not need any knowledge and education or skills. Just relax and enjoy and how I learned by myself. Of course, surely you can do that. And just for fun, enjoy it. Well, let's talk about the aircraft first. Actually, it's not an aircraft, but a bicycle. Just grew some big, it should be more than 30 meter wingspan, wing to the bicycle, and I recommend to keep lighter than 30 kilogram. Then it may be fly. I cannot so sure, but maybe it can be called aircraft rather than bicycle. I recommend to use a ski pole for propeller. Let's close up the 30 meter waist wing, but it's very simple. I have right now here, it's a heat insulator, often used behind the walls or loose. We first slice 5 millimeter thickness and use a laser cutter to shape the wing shape. After that, I glue something and wrap up the microfilm, which shrink a little when you add the heater using the iron. So it's very easy. Anyone can make it. And you do not need a big area, work areas, just because the main wing can be split into 7 pieces. So maybe this is enough space to make an aircraft. So Most of the people may think, I cannot make an aircraft, but you can. All you need is five or more friends if you, oh, it's enough, of course. And a little aerodynamics knowledge, so some students is okay, get involved there. But unfortunately, it's about bone, so-called core carbon pipe, is a bit expensive. So it costs about $10,000. But if you can find 20 or more friends, you'll not be so expensive, I guess. But unfortunately, you have to crash for five or at least five times, I bet it, because, oh, aircraft, it should be more lightest, then I can make it. Then it breaks. And, oh, I put too much on the weight, so we should make it more stronger than you make a big bicycle. So the balance is very important. Another important thing is that the safety mind, because if you fail test flight or something, you may hurt your pilot. And team play, it cannot be made by yourself. So team play and safety mind is really interesting thing and important things I learned from my club team in university. Then after that, so I recommend you to make a seed, I call small output. You can achieve maybe within a few days, weekend, even a few hours. If you come up to your mind, I recommend to make some output, not liking others on Facebook, just output instead of it. So, for example, my wife wrote this application in 3 days. It's not a harassment, so don't take so seriously if you get It's a so-called augmented reality technology, showing the virtual thing on the screen. In case of this, we use a Kinect to show some tits, but it's a really difficult technology we need to make. For example, you have to pick up the texture from the clothes and paste it surface, and it should be a physical simulation, right? And not only that, we have the collision detect, so that we can touch each other. So you don't need to be so cool, and you shouldn't care to be who. That's really important. If you come up mind, oh, it's really fun, then you should do it. That's important. And make so many sheets inside your software holder, hardware holder, anything. Then, so I have a sheet of I made aircraft. I'm really curious about the aerospace. And she has an augmented reality software library. So it's really natural to get connected with it. That's the reason why I made the space station application. It's augmented reality and space-related application. By making these applications, I was invited by NASA. Yeah. To Florida to join the launch of space shuttle, because I made these applications not for business, get money or something, but for one girl. This girl is a daughter of a Japanese female astronaut, Mrs. Yamazaki on left. So the one day before space shuttle was launched to the space station, I installed my application to the iPhone of her husband on its right as a first user on my applications. Because until that, such kind of a space station application shows only, next you can see the elevator 74 degrees and azimuth is 167, blah, blah, blah. No one can, even such a daughter cannot use it. I want to make such kind of application. Even the children can find her mother easily without knowing nothing. Then I met the mission of the space shuttle was to carry some soybean placed several months on the space station. And that was driven by Japanese science educator, but I will introduce him later. So please keep in mind a little. Then here, the maker movement, so-called AG, has come. Of course, I'm interested in, and of course, I connected it to my application. So this is my first robot I designed. It's also my first time to touch the 3D CAD and also first touch to the servo motor itself. But in these days, it's really easy to make such kind of robot, which point out anywhere in the sky with water pipe. It looks something strange, yes. And I press the laser modules inside the water pipe and hide everything in one box so that... And I press the plastic gem, imitation gem on its top so that it point out anywhere where the space station is now flying. This is my first robot. And in Japan, almost a million people build this hardware and so get impressed. I'm so happy. That's so it's a nice experience for me. Then, I think most of the people in this room may have touched the Arduino or some open source hardware. The next step, if you get satisfied with it, do not do that. Now the next step, pull out the ICs from it and press on the breadboard or something. It still works, right? One is the Arduino itself. Do not care about using, I think you are consuming left things as long as you are using left. Move to right. And at the same time, I also recommend you to use a PCB CAD if you have never touched it. It's free. And good things, another good things of such CAD is they have not only such semantic mode, but also layout mode. You can design your own PCB. That's very important. PCB means electric circuit board, so you can make your own hardware by yourself. So I know nothing about the wiring electric circuit, but such kind of the PCB CAD has alt root button or something. So I just press button, then upload this data to the PCB factory online. And that's how I made my first PCB, this one. I think you can see it's now not turned on, but it's a kitchen timer using the Nixi tube, so-called. Yeah, you can buy €1 anywhere, but that tell me more important things, more than €1 to me. I can make my own PCB. That's really a nice experience. Then I also start hardware business. I know nothing about even software, hardware, electricity, but only half a year late after this, my first PCB, I could design such complex, small, Japanese lab small, small PCB by my hand. And if you design such PCB, small chips and parts, you can easily buy online. And I know how to solder such small parts at home. Yes, as I said, I'm working at home only with my wife, remember that. And if you want to manufacture a little, there's some nice tool called pick and place machines, which you place like this. So it's not so difficult to manufacture your product, even though you know nothing about hardware. Of course, I take responsibility of what I make. Then, until now, I talked just my interest or my wife's interest. We are talking about only about myself almost. But I have she's, but I see you really respect your backgrounds too. You also have she's. Let's get connected. That will make more than you can imagine. That's really important. I mentioned the science educator I met in Florida. That guy is on right. He tried to improve DNA education in Japan. To do that, so-called difficult device, DNA amplifier, is required. But it's too expensive. But the left guy had a similar seeds in his mind, and he first made open source DNA amplifier, so-called open PCR, he's now handling. Left guy is a Tito Yankovsky in America. Let me explain at first what the DNA amplifier is and why it's required. DNA is very small. So if your eyes is so nice, inside of this hood, I can see the DNA of peanuts. If you have a full algae, you shouldn't take it. Or inside of your blood, I can see the DNA of malaria. You are infected with malaria. But of course, no one cannot see that. This device is a visualizer, shortly a copier. For example, if you pick your food inside this plastic tube and press here like this, close the door. For example, inside of this plastic tube, there's a one DNA of peanuts DNA or something. This machine only changes the temperature. If you're interested, I will tell you a detail, but this is a presentation. So just changing heat temperature up and down inside of this plastic tube, one DNA become two. Once more, two DNA become four. Four become eight. We repeat almost 30 so-called temperature cycle. So that we have enough, more than sometimes 10,000 copies of it. DNA. It's enough to be seen as a line with your eyes. So DNA become visible with this device. Any experiments about DNA need this device because you have to observe the result. You can observe it. Nothing can be done. So this is necessary, for especially DNA education. But the problem is the typical DNA amplifier is designed for mainly researchers in the labs. So it's very expensive for 1,000, 10,000, and so many buttons. Of course, I cannot use it. So it's impossible to get by for schools to have one for science education. But the left guy made the first open source hardware, DNA amplifier, 5 years ago. But Japanese schools are sometimes so close-minded. Oh, can I get the support in Japan? I don't buy it. So the right guy I met in Florida asked me, it's open source. Can you make it in Japan? That's the reason why I got the sheet of correctly speaking, I noticed the necessity of DNA amplifier, even though I know nothing about the biology. But the day, thanks to the data, everything online, I could make my own DNA amplifier within a half a year. That's what I'm carrying here right now. Ninja PCR I named because the ninja is only one Japanese word you can remember. But price is $200, so maybe it's enough for all schools to buy it and test about DNA in science class, and you do not need to fear, just scared without knowledge about the DNA. Well, good. Then if I need to close the presentation right now, I will have a good conclusion about as a happy ending. Yeah, so I learned everything about software, hardware, and anything from internet, and especially open source movement. So I think it looks like DNA. I have so many parents, OpenPCR Project, Arduino, and software, space, aircraft. Someone did it, and I learned it. And I changed a little. And by making it open source, someone, not in my room, I don't care, because it will be kept online for 100 years, someone may make a better one using my data. I'm really satisfied with it. Okay, that's really nice. But this is a presentation. I'd like to share what I'm sharing. I need the after story. I would like to share and what kind of things I noticed and facing right now. Well, so when I made this device, I thought it's educational purposes only. But I noticed there is much, much more people need this device. For example, this girl has dead. Who has a full algae in peanuts and already get medicine for that. But at the summer camp, she buys a sandwich which has a peanut butter inside and dead. As I said, as an example, if you can see the peanuts inside the food, you can avoid that sad event. As a technology, such kinds of look like a pregnancy check paper are already made in Japan. It shows a such kind of a line immediately if you pick up the amplified, copied DNA on its side and wait 5 minutes. Well, then this device can be used, for example, detecting the food allergy in your food. Food allergy, there are more than 500 million patients, especially in developed countries. If you place your blood inside here, malaria, you are infected or not? If infected, which type of malaria? There are four types and there are totally different medicine you should take. Which medicine shall I take? It also can be defined easily. Malaria is worse. There are another 500 million patients every year, mostly in developing countries. And currently, it cannot be used, but after upgrading as so-called real-time PCR, I'm sure I can do that, HIV and Ebola also can be found. Then, I'm a super geek. So currently, in this closings, I made another version, latest version of DNA amplifier, and planning to manufacture next year, which is super, super better than this, actually. Better than product, I think so. Because parts price is still 200, and it can be controlled from your smartphone, so children can use it easily. And the most significant thing is that it shortens the total time. Usually it takes 7 hours. But this will let it less than half an hour. Then, okay, you should open it right now. But sorry, this week I'll submit a patent about this structure. Why? You say you learned everything from open source. You should do that. You're a liar. Someone may think so. Well, let me explain why I do such a things. And let's give me, because I need some feedback from you. This machine is a little complex. Complex like, this is another example of a 3D, open source 3D printer made by Autodesk. It's totally open, but you'll find so many complex parts there, there, there. If you have a laser cutter, do you think you can make it? Well, the first problem I'm hitting now is open source hardware. The typical image of open source hardware right now is a simplified something of product. Yeah, I made it very cheap price. Everyone will use it. But if it's too compressed, I think the open source hardware will become more and more complex to solve more and more complex problem. But to do that, it's really hard to make. If you guys cannot make it, I don't think it's open. Self-satisfaction. Oh, I made it open. Oh, you can make it. How you made it? Yeah. This is a geek minister in Singapore. He said a nice word. Do not assume that the maker movement is the solution to all our problems. Yeah, it's really important. Yeah, we have access to the CNC. Oh, you can make a small parts using the CNC. I know that. I have that. But I also have, and I know how it takes so long time and how effort do I need to make such small parts. Oh, 3D printing is a solution for everything. Oh, unfortunately, it's not. If you want to make a complex things, sometimes take too long or sometimes problem happens. So usually, if you want to manufacture, especially at least make complex parts, usually we use a so-called injection mold, but it's very expensive. I cannot buy from my pocket money. And not only the outfits, but also I need to make some compressed PCB. to manufacture it, I have to hire so many people in Shenzhen. Oh, crowdfunding is a really nice solution to gather the money. Well, I guess so, but these so-called early adapter guys, I like these guys, but who I really want to manufacture now and provide is the girls who suffer from allergy, who don't even have a credit card yet, or some person who lost his important people by malaria in Brazil. So I cannot believe, I cannot agree completely. Crowdfunding is the best solution I should take. So then I should drop into the dark side. I should get enough funding. To get funding, I need a patent. But I've learned everything from open source. What should I do? That's exactly what I want to ask today. I have no yet clear answer, so give me a few words. I want to share his another comment. It's no longer easy mass production, but blah, blah, blah. So, for example, how about this? Yeah, by not only making complex plus 3D data open, but also, for example, sharing the mode 3D data too. If you have a CNC machine, you can cut the wood like this and pour the silicones to make a silicone mold and pour the resin. Then you can manufacture complex parts. I really love one guy's website. I really recommend to see it. Such kind of a small parts like a planetary motor can be done with using the same way. And for example, about the PCB, as I said, I manufacture at home and I'm ready to share how you to do that. That's one idea, and it may not be enough solution, so I need to get funding or something. I still have no answer. But at least by doing such a things, I want to change one thing. Currently, crowdfunding is some democratization or something? I don't think so. They are gathering the money to pay to China or somewhere. If your iPhone is broken, carry it to the Apple store and they fix it? No, he replaced it and give you a new things. That's I cannot believe that the knowledge of manufacturer is open and closed. So by sharing, for example, mold data, how about that? When the pandemic of HIV or Ebola happened, the place, for example, in Africa, guys, manufacture it and hand it, sold by themselves. I think it's really important. Maybe some trouble will happen because we have not enough knowledge of manufacture, but if we can continue trying to do such things, maybe such knowledge of manufacture is also become open, I'm expecting. Each regions, for example, developed country has a food allergy material problems and developing country has a malaria problems. Such feedbacks will make it better as the open source movement always can improve themselves. Another reason I think I need a patent, I'm wondering is that, for example, in United States, even personal usage of patent is not allowed. So if I do not get patent right now, it's very efficient compared to the commercial product. So I'm afraid that some commercial guy get the patent and, oh, it's mine, so you shouldn't make it. I don't want to make such a kind of things. That's the reason why I submit the patent this week, but not decided yet what shall I do. I should do it? No. Then give me a feedback. So this is my last slide of my presentation. In this year, at the Maker Faire Shenzhen, I was invited as an exhibitor at the city center. And another guy was also invited. Some of them may know the left guy, Lucas Evans, from Wild Society. And the middle guy is a Tito Jankowski, OpenSpecial founder. And me. We all had a booth and we met face to face for the first time in my life. Even talked to each other in my life. But we already get connected for more than 2 years online through the data. So I want to believe the possibility of open hardware and open movement. Thank you very much.
So do we have any questions?
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's directly the first one.
What is the maximum weight for the pilot, please?
Maximum?
Maximum weight.
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 Heavy. How heavy can you be?
How heavy can the pilot be?
That's maybe I'm too fat. I'm sure to do that. So the ideal shape of the pilot is like a cyclist. Short, but legs look like a horse. That's the best. So I cannot specify how much the weight is the best.
Is steering possible?
Sorry?
Is steering possible?
Steering.
Of course. Yeah, the first movie I showed you is a test flight of a vertical wing on its tail. And there's another horizontal wing also, so we can control up, down, and left, right. Yeah.
Where you get your enzymes for the PCR?
Oh, that's a really nice question. You already know, maybe you know well more than me, but the enzyme depends on what kind of the DNA you want to amplify, you want to see. But in these days, gene modify is very popular in commercial purpose. So for example, you want to see the peanuts, you want to see the another paper, you can see the halad, for example, is it inside this food, there has a pork DNA inside. That's very cheap in these days. Where to buy? Oh, I will introduce some shops because I don't know right now. But maybe the cost is about at €1 or something, I guess. Is it the answer for me? Sorry, it's not complete because I have no background of the biology. Maybe another guy in my friend is outside.
No, it's another question, actually.
Yeah.
The stick where you put the peanut on and it shows you the bars, the picture that you showed?
Oh, yeah, I can back.
So that only works with the PCR, so you have to duplicate the DNA first, or can I just put a peanut on it and it will show me that it's a peanut?
Would you repeat the question once more?
So my question is, can I drop a peanut there, or do I have to run it through this PCR machine first?
Yeah. Exactly, a little tiny step to extract the DNA process is required, but there's another nice tool exists that I can introduce later. It's also another €1, but you can extract DNA easily. So, almost like that.
Do we have more questions? Okay.
What kind of patent do you use?
I see. For this case, I need to change temperature within 5 or 4 seconds. Usually it takes 50 seconds or around. So there are some nice tricks I used. I cannot tell you right now. It's really important things your question is pointing.
I don't know the patent system in Japan, so you applied for a Japanese patent?
In case of Japan, personal usage is out of patent area.
Yeah, also in Germany, but you patented, so it's... there are a few kinds of patents. It's not a software patent.
Not
it's
software.
A hardware.
Okay. Perfect to hardware.
But you can also allow it for free use afterwards.
Oh, so sorry.
You can allow the patent for free use, for non-commercial use. It's no problem.
Yeah, that would be the, I think currently, how about doing the, like this? Do crowdfunding and ship the first purchase. And after that, I'll announce that the personal usage of my patent is free.
What does a patent in Japan cost?
I paid a so-so amount of money. And it's about 4,000 euro or around.
How much?
4,000 euro I paid.
Okay, same as in Germany.
Any more questions?
Don't you think that the... how's your experience with the patenting procedure? How much work percentage-wise to of the development? Like if you look at the whole development of your patent, how much of percentage of work you had to put in filing the patent and getting it through and in the investment? So what's the workload for the patent in relation to the actual invention? And are you afraid of getting sued after and getting into a lot of lawsuits with this patent?
Yeah, patent is also not out of my measure, but this week I submit only to Japan, but it's a special one, so-called PCT patent, which if I submit any country within 1.5 years, it's also allowed me to become a first submitter, I should say. Yeah. So, and I'm not sure about it goes or not, but at least I should do that, not to regret. I don't want the same things about the personal usages.
Right. Well, thank you for your presentation. Were you already approached by some corporate firms?
Actually, I already get connected most of the Japanese venture capital, but I think such people in Europe is cooler. Because in Japan, most of the cases, they invest the second-handed. I mean, oh, it's successful in US, then it will happen in Japan. Or games. They spend a bunch of money into the game, so tapping something. That's exactly what I like, don't want to get back. If you make, you said you're a software engineer, right? So, yeah, I was once, and I'm still writing some software. But if you write a cool software, someone copy it. It's really easy in software. And people, user, will not pay attention who made this. How it is important. It's not totally important for them. And one another reasons, so making aircraft is not a cool thing, actually. Just cutting the heat insulator every day, sandy workshops, workplaces. But at the test flight or final flight, I achieved 1.3 kilometer. I stood just behind some such kind of the glued something stuffs. Then I pushed it on the surface of the Japanese largest lake Biwako, named Biwako. Then some stupid things get lifting up the both edges of the wings and it become an aircraft. And 1.3 kilometer is enough distance to, I cannot see it, it disappears in the boundary of blue sky and blue lake. It's really nice experience for me. And 30,000 people already bought my space station application and really get impressed by imagining, oh, there's a space station behind the yellow line. And really pleased to that. Such kind of a physical related event makes me so happy. That's the reason why I don't want to get talk with such kind of a game company investing funds. Too much answer, sorry.
Okay, do we have more questions? There's one. Two, but she's first.
I stay here for a night until the question disappears, so don't care about that.
So I'm sure I could ask another question about patents, but I'll ask something else. How long did it take you between learning physics and getting to where you are now? How many years past with all of those little bubbles that appeared?
Yes. Actually, I worked, after graduate, I worked 6 years as a software engineer, and everything about hardware is done within this 4 years. So, of course, I share every knowledge is how to learn. So maybe anyone can do the same things within a year. I think it's possible, of course possible.
Hi, thank you first of all for this really nice presentation. I have a question considering the documentation, mm-hmm. and also because you said that you build on other open source projects. Mm-hmm. How do you keep your projects open source and also accessible, also from a documentation point of view?
Really good question. So exactly, it's not connected to the internet. So I first uploaded every data on GitHub with folders, 3D CAD is here, Arduino source code is here. It can be controlled from Chrome browser, so Chrome data is here. But some people said it's too hard to understand. So I wrote wiki pages. And planning to take a movies, oh, here, screw you here. Then such kind of things, you may think too much, but I think it's better than too short. That's all what I'm currently doing, but if you have any good idea, I will do it, I'm sure, to do that.
Okay, now the question about patents applies.
If I can get answer.
Yeah. Well, because I do commons research.
Great.
So I understand the moral dilemma between patents and open source.
So yeah, I'm facing with it.
It's a moral question. It's a question of sharing and community or keeping it for myself. In many ways, if you want to think of it in a binary way.
Yeah.
And I was really wondering, because you said patenting because you assume that other people can't make it.
Yeah, I guess so.
And of course, if you have a wiki to explain, okay, screw A in hole B, then of course you're already really going over a certain line. Mm-hmm. But how did it feel for you to say, okay, this is proprietary, this is patented? It was hard, wasn't it? After the open source?
Yeah, but I think it's totally different things. As a typical image of a hacker, oh, patent. I hate it. I fight it with it. I should burn it. But, I'm actually a hacker guy, so I have a little sympathy with it, but I think this is the age, we should care and consider deeply about what hacker should do. Hacker is really I think hackability and hacker spirit is super, which will make great things. But for example, this case, it has a possibility to save 1,000,000,000 people, I'm sure. Yes, so if you make it open, anyone can manufacture it, but all people, 1,000,000,000 people, cannot do by themselves, I guess. So sometimes I need a manufacturer. To do that, I know technology has a pro and cons. Yeah, CNC and 3D printing and crowdfunding is really good phases and also bad phases. We shouldn't complain about that. It's really easy to find something you can hate. Some people hate me in Japan because I'm amateur and selling some hardware, even though I don't have enough experience. But I think we should at least open what I'm thinking and the small shifts you achieved. And that will influence others and the new collaboration will happen. And if you have if your product is really ability to save a lot of people, personal opinion, you should manufacture and distribute as much as possible to the people who require it do not care about his their hacker or not. To do that, I need some funding or not. Then where do funding? The crowdfunding guys or other guy who needs patent, blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm thinking.
I think one thing that has become apparent from your work and also that I've noticed by mine is that it's possible to hack systems that you think are not hackable. Even the patent system is hackable in some ways by patenting something. And
I see
frowning faces.
I'm going to stop talking. I don't want to deny the current capitalism or something. This building is maybe made by Brand Theory, but some trades with the building factories. People are living your own living by doing some business. So I really respect the power to do some business itself. But something has to be changed. I also feeling that's a really problem, and I'd like to get feedback after this. Sorry.
Just one addition to that, maybe. When you decide to patent such a device that might potentially save a lot of lives, I hope one question you consider is that if you keep it proprietary, then you take the sole responsibility that this device will actually meet its purpose.
Have you
considered that?
Yes. Before here, today I took a flight from Amsterdam, and the hackerspace in Amsterdam, the Electro guy who is placed in Amsterdam said to me, well, that's a nice idea, but if someone get the result, oh, there's no line, there's no peanuts inside, then habit, then if she dead, what happens? Yeah. I was hitting so much. Yeah. That things what I'm trying to do is to have some responsibility about its result. Some people may accuse me as a killer and may get into the jails if I do something wrong. But I don't want to that make it the reason why I've given up to manufacture these services. So I'm still wondering.
Do you really think your PCR is such complicated to produce? I mean, it's a PCR.
Yeah.
So it's...
not a beer.
No, I don't think it's so complicated.
You don't think so?
Yeah, it's a PCR.
Yeah, I will pay every effort to manufacture it. And that's the reason why I want to share the mold data. If I share and let's make the mold data together and please manufacture it, that will be really nice. So if the open source manufacturing I shared in this idea works well, throw the patent away. That will be a nice another answer, I'm thinking. So if you prove it, I'll through my patent.
Okay, for example, this is a resin cast. It's a cube.
Just a cube, for example, but this case is just a gear, planetary gear. And combining the several silicon mold, I think some super complex things can also be made, not only such a two-dimensional parts. So maybe, I hope you are correct.
You said that if you build a device that potentially can save a lot of people, then you have a responsibility to make sure that the device is used in its proper way and as much as possible, so you can reach the most people. But then you say that you need funding because you want to assume responsibility for manufacturing. And my question is, why do you think is it your responsibility also to manufacture the device? Why can't you decouple those two processes? The first is generating the idea, which you have done, and the second is putting that device into as many people's hands as possible, so its use is maximized? Why do you think that the second part is also your responsibility? And why can't that be taken over by other organizations? Like, for example, the governments could fund that, or Stiftung foundations, whatever.
Yeah, it's really easy to, that's the all responsibility to the paper factory like this. And I do not care about the result, they have a responsibility. But if I, this is my idea, it can be applied to find the food. So what I really would like to say, do is, in simple words, is that even children can test their food and eat it safely by themselves. And that's my idea. So if it happened, some sad things happened, I feel so much responsibility still, and maybe I feel so guilty about myself. But I also would like to do, still no answer yet, sorry.
Okay, this was quite a lot of questions. Do we still have some?
Hey, I was just wondering about your take on the whole manufacturing process. There's the inherent problem that if you want to make complex structures or so, you would want to have a laser cutter, a 3D printer, and what. So it looks like you actually have all the machines in your place. So it sounds like you have the philosophy that as a hacker or a maker, you have to cover the entire production process. And now my question is whether that's a good idea or not, because many people wouldn't have that. And that's why there are a few companies, for example, which offer them their services for more or less money commercially, to allow anyone to actually manufacture, like especially for small numbers, it makes a lot of sense. So I'm just wondering whether that wouldn't be a valuable thing to do, to actually support small companies which specialize in manufacturing, mm-hmm. cover exactly the knowledge of manufacturing. As you said, it's really hard to actually acquire, to even make something nice. So whether that might be a good idea to actually support this, that people do make something for you, and then you only assemble your stuff and concentrate on your addition to the process, to the manufacturing process. Yeah.
Maybe that's the opposite idea about the sharing the lazy mode or something. You should leave it to some specific
small company. I'm talking about you actually making the model, but then giving it to someone else to actually make it for you, or to manufacture it for you. That's only really the question, because I just started doing a project as well, and I just realized actually that's fucking hard, even if you know how to make the shape, how it should look like. It's really hard still to get it out of your machine then afterwards, right? So I just thought actually it's a brilliant idea if this whole open source would lead to also a good economy, which is allowing anyone to actually manufacture things. You only think about your shape and you send it, give it to someone, and then he makes it for you for hopefully a small amount. Instead of doing everything yourself, having the printer, having everything, having to also acquire, because that would also speed up the process, right?
Yeah.
It would make it much faster if you just send it off and they know exactly how to make the shape, instead of you just taking forever to.
Yeah.
That's why I was very surprised when you said 1 year to make something like this. Mm. I would probably need a year to be properly able to use a 3D printer for complex shapes. Mm. No? Very good.
To be honest, using a 3D printer has got so really easy. So at least if you're, the hard part is designing the stuff. And this is something you will still have to do, because afterwards it's more or less like pressing print. I think it's harder to get a printer, a normal ink printer running sometimes. I think this was really an inspiring talk. So especially for me, it's really, you get the feeling you want to do something, you want to change something, you want to learn a lot of stuff and build cool things, which perhaps will change the world and help the world. And I think most people here got also inspired, got ideas, and I think we need to talk about patent law. So at least there was quite some interest into this. First, we'll take this into our list. And I think you'll still be around a bit. here now for some more questions. So some people have.
I stay here until the beer is there.
Exactly. We have plenty of beer, even cocktails. So if somebody of you still has questions or wants to have some more private discussion, not on the stream or recording or something, will be here, and you're all invited to stay a little bit with us. And thank you for being there. Thank you very much for being here. Yeah, and
it's my pleasure.
A big round of applause for this great talk. Thank you very much. Thank you.